Spring House.
Okay, and what would you call a place around the barn where you might let the cows and mules and other animals walk around?
A pound.
Pound?
A pound. A pound.
What was that like? Can you describe that for me?
Yeah, it's a pound. When you turn it out, you got your fence around it, and you can't go back to lot nowhere, and that's just a pound that you built to keep them there when you want to put them back in their barn while you can do so.
So it's just around the barn?
Yes, it's around the barn.
Uh-huh. Okay, something that if you want to turn the animals out to graze, you should turn them out into the...
pasture.
Okay, is that different from a lot?
Yeah, about the same thing.
Okay.
Only that's the proper name for it.
Yeah. Do you ever raise cotton?
Yeah, 1 year.
Tell me about the work that you did for that.
You have to plant it. Then after you plant it, you have to get ground good shape. You can't plant it wet. And after it comes up, again, that bud comes up sort of like a bean in the garden. And it gets up about 2 or 3 inches high, then you go to hoeing it. Then when it gets up about knee high and goes podding, before then you lay it by, you quit it. And when it gets up that high and goes to podding, you quit working it. And whenever you quit working it, that's all I want to do about it. I don't want to pick it. That's terms of stuff that I got it. I picked the day for a fella here in Muffersburg. And my wife picked it one day. And she picked the first day. 75 cents for it. And the next day, I think she picked $1.25 worth. Mm-hmm. And that's all she wanted. She come home. And I picked the stuff. And the first day that I picked, I was here at Statesville. I wasn't in Buffersburg. Fella Hardman. And I went. And give them a breakfast to come as soon as ever the dew got off so I could go picking. I went out there about 9 o'clock and I picked till 6 o'clock that evening. And I just picked for 75 cents for it. And I told him, I said, now, I thought the person could make $4 or $5. And he said, yes, you can, but you've got to learn how to pick it. I went back the next day, and I thought I'd try it over, and I made $1 and picked all day long and gave him a supper, a breakfast. And I decided then, there ain't no more cotton for me nowhere. I don't want nobody's cotton.
Yeah.
My fingers were sore, back sore. I was young too, but. It made my back sore. Mm-hmm. Then I could have made more than that just with a common farm. Then that done got up to about $1.50, $2 a day then. And things was getting to move up a little.
Okay, what do you call that grass that grows up in a cotton field where you don't want it?
Some of them call it moody grass.
Call it what?
Moody grass, or either the silkweed, but milkweed. Mm-hmm.